One particularly tense place is Ciudad Juarez. It's just across the border from El Paso, and it's considered the epicenter of drug violence in Mexico. Reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe talked with one man about his decision to flee Juarez for a new life in El Paso.
Sitting in a small office after hours, Monares sighs and clasps his hands together. 19 months ago, he moved his wife and three teenagers away from their native Ciudad Juarez. He still has family there and is afraid to use his full name. Monares recalls the terrifying night in November when his life changed.
One day, middle of the night, we heard some noises. There was a guy trying to get into my house.
Actually, there were two men. They were going to rob the house. Monares fought them and was slashed with a knife. In his defense, he ended up killing one robber. Police later discovered the men were gang members with links to drug traffickers. Eventually, Monares began receiving anonymous phone calls threatening his family.
And that's when we decided to move here to El Paso.
Monares and his family are fortunate. He and his children were born in El Paso and are U.S. citizens, but their lives were in Mexico, where Monares made a good living as an attorney.
And to be honest, I thought it's going to be easy because I said, well, I speak English. I live all my life in the border, so I know how everything is on the both sides of the border. And the truth is that it's totally different.
El Paso police estimate that as many as 30,000 Juarenses have moved to El Paso. Juarez demographers estimate that up to 100,000 people have left the city altogether, though they admit there are no precise numbers. Monares and his family miss Juarez. After they moved away, they would occasionally go back for quick visits. On one of those visits, his 12-year-old daughter was nearly kidnapped.
When that happened to my daughter, she can sleep like for almost 2 months.
Then, in January, Monares' 18-year-old son was visiting friends in Juarez. On their way back from a party, the teens were stopped by the army, which patrols the streets there. During a routine search, Monares' son refused to hand over his cell phone to a soldier, who then beat him with his rifle. Monares recalls his son's injuries.
He hit his head, his face, he broke his nose, the left part of his face, his back, he almost killed him.
Adjusting to life in El Paso has been difficult. The cost of living is higher. Monares isn't licensed in American law and has struggled to find a job. The family's social life is weak.
There's a lot of times that I went to my house, but before I get to my house, I stop in a park in my car and I cry. I cry because it's hard.
Despite his family's ordeal, Monares still has hope for a peaceful future in Mexico. His children will probably stay in the United States. But as for him and his wife, he says, one day, we'll go back. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.